It's been 6 days since Ward 2 Cowan. Michael Vignini was last seen and the search for the missing Greater Sudbury politician continues. Today, February 2, Greater Sudbury Police along with North Shore Search and Rescue are conducting an active grid search in a swampy frozen wetland area off of Panache Lake Road. GSPS officers and more than a dozen civilian searchers were part of the effort, trudging through knee-deep snow and heavy brush in an effort to find Vignini. Searchers with North Shore Search and Rescue conduct a grid search on Panache Lake Road in Sudbury for missing Ward 2 Cowan. Michael Vignini. Len Gillis, Sudbury.com. The grid search is in an area that one unnamed searcher said was identified as an area where a person might have been seen. While that search is underway, an overhead search effort continues with the aid of an Ontario Provincial Police helicopter. No word has been issued on whether anything has been seen. In the past, helicopters have been helpful by eliminating areas where the missing person or their vehicle has not been seen, freeing up time and resources for searching other areas. Vignini, 62, was last seen January 27 driving a black 2021 Ram 1500 truck with Ontario license plate BK22178. It has a broken passenger side tail light. As part of a news release yesterday, January 31, GSPS released a residential video surveillance camera that captured Vignini's truck traveling westbound on McCharles Lake Road, between Whitefish and Naughton, at approximately 5:40 p.m. on January 27. This, Greater Sudbury Police Service noted in a media release issued at 4 p.m. on January 31, is the last verified sighting of the Greater Sudbury City Council member for Ward 2. On February 2, Greater Sudbury Police along with North Shore Search and Rescue are conducting an active grid search in a swampy frozen wetland area off of Panache Lake Road. Len Gillis, Sudbury.com. Based on that information, it is believed that the vehicle and driver may have left the area, according to the media release. Shortly after 5:40 p.m. on January 27, a vehicle matching the description was captured on video surveillance by a local business on Regional Road 55 west of Highway 24. Although it appeared to be driving eastbound toward Lively, GSPS reported that they are satisfied that video does not show Vignini's truck. Vignini was last seen wearing a bright yellow hooded sweater, green pants and black running shoes. Earlier in the day, he was seen wearing an Erie Otters jersey over top of the yellow hooded sweater. He does not have his phone with him. Anyone who spoke with Michael in the days prior to January 27, and who has not already spoken with police, is asked to call a dedicated tip line at 705-675-9171 ext. 2320. Detectives are looking to gather additional information regarding conversations prior to Vignini going missing. The following is the latest known timeline of events. Friday evening, on Friday night, Vignini posted on Facebook that he was looking into purchasing a fire truck and water rescue craft for Beaver Lake. Saturday, daytime. At some point during the day, Vignini posed for a photo with Freedom Convoy protesters during their weekly gathering outside of Bell Park. Saturday, 5:40 p.m. Vignini's truck is seen traveling westbound on McCharles Lake Road. Saturday evening. Vignini was reported missing to GSPS. Sunday, noon. GSPS issued their first media release indicating that Vignini is a missing person, prompting numerous community members to begin their own searches.